Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mike Devereaux. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting 8th. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Holland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Knoblauch reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knoblauch moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Alomar. Knoblauch scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Holland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Becker moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. Becker moves to third. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmiro hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins strikes out. one out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Becker. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Palmeiro goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's Orioles, 3, Twins, 3. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pomeroy scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Mears reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards first. Pomeroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Alomar moves to third. Rafael Pomeroy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pomeroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pomeroy is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Anderson scores. Pomeroy moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Pomeroy moves to third. Bonilla moves to second. Greg Hansel now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pomeroy scores. Bonilla scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 7-3, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murray is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Murray strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles is 0-3 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. Ripken scores. It's 9-3, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Hoyles moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Devereaux is 0-3 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Starhoviak is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmiro fields the ball and throws to Musina covering. Safe. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hollins is 0-3 in the game. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Starhoviak moves to second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelly is 0-3 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmiro is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmiro hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walbeck is 0-3 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Knobloch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.